Part 2. Directions. Listen to the following conversation between a pilot and an air traffic controller, and then answer each question that follows immediately. You will have 45 seconds to speak for each question.
Tower 711, we are running out of fuel. And what happened to the runway? I couldn't see the runway.
711, are you declaring an emergency?
We are running out of fuel. We don't see runway.
711, climb and maintain 3,000 for missed approach. Is that fine with your fuel?
I guess so. Oh my, we are out of fuel. All engines stop. Mayday, mayday, mayday.
What kind of problem is 711 experiencing?
711, we're running out of the fuel and they can't see the runway. So they declared the emergency. So pilot gave the clearance to the misapproach. So 711 misapproached it. When controller asked their remaining fuel, the pilot says it is okay. But at the last moment, the pilot find out that their fuel is not enough to the misapproach. So they declared the emergency again.
After this conversation, 711 crashed into the ground. According to the dialogue, what do you think are the critical problems that caused this accident?
The critical problem is that didn't count it right the remaining fuel. When the controller asked the misapproach, the pilot should say there not enough the fuel for the misapproaching again. If the pilot says they don't have enough fuel, probably controller give their another order, like emergency landing, or they're going to be back to the landing to the air traffic 711. That's why the counting the remaining fuel is very important for the flight.
Thank you. Part 5. Directions. Look at the following illustration depicting three steps of flight. In air traffic control, who controls each step and what are the primary duties? Explain briefly. But you must give more details on one part you like. You will have 30 seconds to think about your response. Then you will have 1 minute to speak. Now think about your answer. Now answer the question.
When airplane is take off, the controller's primary duty is make sure the airplane is take off clearly. So you must give them the weather condition and what level they have to be and what position they have to be. Also, controller need to give them the heading and how many feet they have to climb. And when airplane in the inboard area, you have to make sure that the separation between the airplane and they make sure that the plane is the flight right airway. And when the airplane in the approach, you have to make sure that give them the condition to prepare the landing. And also you have to hand in to the tower when you finish the approach control.
Thank you. Now go on to the next page. Part 6. Directions. Read the following passage carefully, and then answer the questions below the passage. You will have 30 seconds to think about your answer and 1 minute to speak for each question. Now listen.
For the past several years, some countries have worked to develop a new procedure that takes advantage of satellite-based technology in order to use the airspace more effectively. The main focus of this new procedure is to provide a more efficient arrival transition method for GPS-equipped aircraft. The new type of GPS instrument arrival procedure is called Terminal Arrival Area and will be published in the near future. Some countries have already approved this procedure, and they plan to implement this procedure in the future charting cycle. Do you think the GPS approach is more effective than the ILS approach in air traffic control? Answer with your own reasons.
Now, think about your answer. Now, answer the question.
Yes, I agree with the GPS approach is more effective than the ILS approach in air traffic control. Because if you're using the GPS approach, you can find your position in the air more accurately than ILS system. Because GPS give you your direction from the satellite, so it's much more clear and accuracy, I think. Because of ILS approach system, you have to check every equipment, every day, every month, or every day, and it caused some error. So that's why I think GPS approach is the more effective than ILS approaches.
Also, do you think this new approach procedure using GPS will provide a safer airspace and lighten the air traffic controller's workload?
Now, think about your answer. Now answer the question.
Yes, I think the GPS will provide a safer airspace and lightening the air traffic control's workload. Because if we using the GPS approach system, it's going to be shows your way to you need to go and the altitudes and some other information. Instead, you have to ask every time the heading to the air traffic controllers. So it might be reduce the workload between the pilots and air traffic controllers. Also, GPS system is based satellite-based technology, so I think it's much accuracy than that they have communicate with the air traffic controllers.
Thank you.